let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get
Frankie.
Up there,
where's Frank Sinatra? When we need him. And the Rat Pack. Those of you that remember Frank Sinatra and his group, what was it, Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. and Peter Lawford and a whole bunch of other guys. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. We have our own Rat Pack here. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my brother, Rat Ed, Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, June the 14th. Hey, Ed, it's Donald Trump's birthday today. We got to wish him, I just thought of it. It's his birthday. He's 77 years old today. And do you think he's been getting appropriate birthday gifts recently?
I need to see what his Christmas list looks like.
We're going to be talking in a few minutes with a guy we had on last week, by the way, Fred Lucas of the Daily Signal. We brought him back. We want to talk about how the so-called legacy media hover over the indictment of Donald Trump while vanquishing the bribery story about Joe and Hunter Biden. So stay tuned for that in just a few minutes. And speaking of Trump, his formal indictment dominated the news yesterday. You couldn't get away from it. I don't care what you were watching. And yet he seemed to be carrying on with his latest run for president. So we're going to be talking about that. And while all of this is going on, and we're all focused on the shiny object over here, is Israel preparing for a possible strike on Iran? And if so, can they count on any support from the United States and Joe Biden? We are going to take a look. That's a very important story. And I don't think you've been hearing much about that at all. And we have a very interesting ultimate top 10. I want to see how Ed does with the top 10. The top 10 states with the most lakes. Yeah. So that'll be interesting. I think.
You know, with that whole Iran thing and everything else that's going on, I'm just worried a little bit that whatever's going to happen is going to happen before the next president gets in office, whether it be Trump or it's not going to be Biden. But I think that they fear that
in other words, can we hold out until...
No. I think that these guys are going to... These maniacs are going to get done whatever they need to get done before Trump is in office or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. While the cat's away, the mice are playing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So let's get this done before he gets in there.
Well, and that's one of the reasons we want to talk about some of these things. I mean, we've been focusing on Ukraine to some extent and what's going on over there. And we've said on the show that we think, at least I do, that if Trump had been president, I'm not sure that Putin would have advanced into Ukraine. That's number one. We got the trouble with Iran. And now Iran is making all of these deals with, they're talking with China, they're talking with other countries like that. And that's going to do the free world no good. So anyway, we got a lot of things to talk about there. In the meantime, another story that you might not have heard much about, but New York Governor Kathy Hochul is remaining silent after lawmakers sent a bill to her desk that would begin the process of New York Empire State reparations. So it's not just California that's talking about reparations. It's now New York. The state legislature passed a bill last week. It would create a commission to study the effects of slavery and racial discrimination in New York. By the way, New York, as I remember, it was a free state. It wasn't a slave state. California was never a slave state, and the two states that are talking about reparations were free states. California actually wasn't even technically a state yet, but I don't think it was I may be wrong about that in the 1860s. But they were, anyway, they were not a slave state, that's for sure. And so here's this bill now in the state of New York. Possible recommendations for African Americans and payments from their New York government. They're in bad debt as well as California's. I don't know where they're going to come up with the money. I think this is just like waving dollar bills in front of African Americans and saying, well, look, if you'll vote for us again, maybe you'll get some of this.
As we all know, the process starts early.
Certainly does.
When voting is on the way, they lay the groundwork. But you got to remember, go back to when Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden were kneeling in front of that group and with the sash on that meant absolutely nothing, and they got that wrong. All the things they did, you don't see them doing anything like that now, do you?
No. In the meantime, Hochul has to make a decision. Is she going to sign this bill? Is she going to sign a bill? Now, she's the Democrat. She's the governor of New York. Will she sign this bill into law to establish a commission? This is what they're actually doing. So I imagine she will. They're going to, if she signs it, they're going to establish a commission to look into reparations. The commission that will last forever. In making a determination, it may go on as long as the look into the Hunter Biden computer bribery situation. You know how long that's been taking.
In that file.
Yeah, it'll be in that file. So yeah. They'll be celebrating many birthdays while the commission is in progress, existence.
They're going to get to file.
Hey, there's a new term. Have you heard it? And it's being used by Democrats on the liberal cable stations. Oh, I can't think of the term. Now it escapes me. It's a new word that they've come up with that has to do with the ongoing scandals in the Donald Trump situation.
Oh.
I'll think of it, or I'll see it, and I'll bring it up again. Anyway, boy, they must be having a field day. I have not been watching.
Well, it gives them something to talk about.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they're just...
They're hoping their numbers... You see...
They're doing shots at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're kind of out loud.
CNN and MSNBC, they probably are partying 24 hours.
Sure they are.
Because they know that they'll get a few more viewers.
I would just love 5 minutes one of those head goofballs on the air. 5 minutes.
Yeah. One of them went overboard with being angry that they were, after Donald Trump's formal, whatever you want to call it, down in Florida. He flew down and he went to the court and then he went through the formal process. Then he got, on the way back, he stopped at I think it was a Cuban.
Yes.
And all of these people, and he looked like he was actually kind of enjoying the moment. Well, this guy on, I guess it was CNN, Jake Tapper, got so upset with the fact that they were covering Trump over
Do you know
shindig.
Why? Do you know what?
So upset.
Do you know?
Yeah. Anyway.
Do you know why they were upset? Because when Donald walked in and they were all singing happy birthday, he looked at the owner of the establishment and said, "Are you ready?" He said, "Because I'm buying everybody here
That's
dinner."
That's right, he did.
And that upset CNN or MSNBC.
Well, it upset Jake Tapper that there was any publicity showing the people were having a good time around Donald Trump. Anyway, all right. We are going to take our break. And when we come back, Fred Lucas of the Daily Signal is going to join us. We're going to talk about how the so-called legacy media, they're hovering over the indictment of Donald Trump right now. They're totally vanquishing, ignoring, blacking out the Joe and Hunter Biden bribery story.
My heart goes round and round. My love gonna tumble me down. You leave me breathless.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
If you own a home, I bet you're flooded with tree service mailers. So who do you call? ArborLife Tree Service is my choice. When I needed a bunch of trees taken down, they did it safely and at a great price. But ArborLife not only removes trees, they plant trees, they trim them, they prune, they spray, and they fertilize as well. They are ISO certified, they're veteran owned. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Call them for a free estimate. 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you. Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back, Freedom Works. And by the way, I should have billboarded our two great sponsors, Andrew's Master Barbershop and ArborLife Tree Service. They're great. Please, please, if you have haircutting needs, you guys, you can't go to a better place in Tampa Bay than Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. And for all of your tree needs, I don't care if you need to plant trees, get rid of trees, whatever you want to do with trees, ArborLife Tree Service, they are the ones to look for. All right, so we've got all of these things. You know, it's follow the shiny object as far as the legacy media is concerned. Listen to this. House Democrats dismissed allegations President Biden improperly accepted money from a Ukrainian company as vice president, but defended his administration for charging his likely 2024 rival Donald Trump with crimes. Here's Eric Swalwell. We love Eric Swalwell, right? Didn't he sleep with the Chinese spy, Eric Swalwell? I think so.
Anyway, sure, let's go with that.
He says, I've seen a lot of allegations against President Biden by MAGA Republicans, but the truth is, they've amounted to nothing. I don't think they have a lot of credibility. He says, but look, they can knock themselves out. Then he defends Biden's Justice Department for indicting Trump for allegedly mishandling classified documents and attempts to obstruct officials to get them back. Republicans have seized on an FBI document and tapes they say show Biden took $5 million smackaroos from Burisma, the Ukraine energy. They've got tapes, apparently, now, with the guy that was docking with Biden and his son, Hunter. In the meantime, Ted Cruz, who is a Republican from Texas, slammed the FBI for refusing to answer questions regarding their possession of evidence regarding an alleged multi-million dollar bribery scheme involving Joe Biden. So we've got Fred Lucas, delighted to have him back. He is the chief news correspondent at the Daily Signal. By the way, he is the author of The Myth of Voter Suppression, The Left's Assault on Clean Elections, and also the book Abuse of Power, Inside the Three-Year Campaign to Impeach Donald Trump. Fred, your book is very, that second book in particular, is very appropriate right now with what is going on. Are you there?
Apparently. Oh, yeah. Hey, sorry.
I'm here. No problem.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, go for it. We were just talking.
So, this is, what we're seeing now is sort of similar, I think, to it's almost history repeating itself from 2019, because in 2019 you had this Burisma case that came up. A lot of legacy media, like the New Post, were starting to cover this, starting to cover the conflict of interest with the Biden family and Burisma. And then in the middle of that, it became a scandal and impeachment case against Trump that he asked the President Zelensky to investigate that. So that became, after that, it became sort of taboo to cover the Biden scandal. What we're seeing now is, on the very same day that members of the House Oversight Committee got to look at this FBI document that had a credible allegation of a $5 million bribe from a Burisma executive to Joe Biden. Special counsel is going to unseal the indictment against Donald Trump. Donald Trump serves as a sort of pretty convenient foil for Joe Biden each time.
Yeah, so, I was watching, as an example this morning, when I get up, I listen for a few minutes to C-SPAN, and it was wall-to-wall coverage of Donald Trump's indictment. They conveniently don't talk about these tapes that have been apparently discovered. The FBI has been apparently holding on to them, clearly showing conversations that Hunter Biden had with Burisma, a Burisma executive, and also conversations that Joe Biden himself had. This guy has apparently taped those conversations. I think they're in possession of the FBI. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But why? Not a peep.
Not a peep out of
C-SPAN about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's interesting. And of course, I'm not suggesting news outlets should not cover an indictment of a former president. Should. But the fact that it's come to the complete exclusion of coverage of this bribery allegation is fairly astonishing, because, that's one of the most serious allegations against a sitting president that I can remember in my lifetime, I think maybe ever. If you look past impeachment of a president, it's always been in the context of high crimes or misdemeanors. This is actually bribery. So if it gets to that point with Biden, we don't know. But and there's a lot more proof to come out, or would need to come out.
We're having
the FBI is keeping a lot from Congress right now, and you have to ask why.
We're having a little issue with you're going in and out on us, just in case.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fred, I don't know. Are you on the move right now? Are you driving or moving?
No, I am on.
Okay. You're going in and out a little bit here, but I want to mention.
Oh, yes.
We're talking with Fred Lucas. He is the chief news correspondent of the Daily Signal. We're talking a little bit about focusing in on Donald Trump, as they should when a former president is under a federal indictment. Certainly that is very, very newsworthy. But they seem to be ignoring, blacking out, hiding the story involving Joe and Hunter Biden. And if I remember correctly, one of the two impeachments that Donald Trump went through involved a phone call to President Zelensky of the Ukraine regarding what Joe Biden was doing in his involvement with the Burisma, the prosecutor of the Burisma Energy Company. And yet that is exactly what is now coming into focus with the scandal involving Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in that case, we were talking about taxpayer aid going to Ukraine at the time. That was the previous president that Joe Biden was talking to. But yeah, he said, you're not going to get the money. And they did. He was bragging about that. Now that has a lot of new context, now that we know about this $5 million bribe allegation.
I mean, we have him on tape. Yeah. We have Joe Biden on tape.
Yeah.
Bragging that he was able to get the prosecutor fired because he was holding off on giving them $1 billion
right,
unless they fired the prosecutor for the corruption trial of the Burisma Energy Company, while his son was working for the Burisma Energy Company, getting paid by them.
Yeah, and it also looks like Joe Biden may have had a hand in getting Hunter Biden that job, even though he said repeatedly that he doesn't even know anything about Hunter Biden.
Oh, you know nothing about Hunter Biden. They got pictures of him with Burisma executives. They got pictures of Biden standing, I think, at a golf course. Maybe they were playing a round or two of golf. I don't know. But they were all standing there on a golf course together. There were four people in there. It was Hunter, his father, and a couple of Burisma executives.
Yeah. Well, my book, Abuse of Power, gets into this. The Burisma issue, also families, connections with various other business entities. And importantly, it's not just Hunter that's been doing all this, I mean, for so long. I mean, as we've seen from the Comer investigation, but I've been writing about this for a few years now. Jim Biden, Frank Biden, those are the president's brothers, have been sort of cashing in, quote-unquote, investing, getting investments in Joe. And they've really turned this into a profit. Going back to Joe Biden's time in the Senate, he was in a position to do favors back for investors.
I think you're still kind of going in and out on. I'll tell you what, Fred. That's all right. I think we've got a tough connection here. Listen, let's do this. I want to thank you very much for joining.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you again for joining us. Good luck, and I'm sure we'll talk again down the road.
All right. Thank you.
All right, sir. Sorry about that, but we're just not getting quite the quality of a phone call that we should be getting. Let's do this. Let's take our break. And when we come back, we're going to focus a little bit more on what's going on in the Donald Trump indictment. And is Israel preparing for a possible strike on Iran? We're going to take a look.
Oh, her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISO certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Wednesday. What do we call this? The post presidential federal indictment day? It is Trump's 77th birthday, by the way. I wonder how he is celebrating. He's back in New Jersey. He has a golf course there somewhere.
Yeah, I tell you, if I was him, I'd unplug the phone and lock the doors.
I think I would
for the
too.
Day.
Absolutely. But in the meantime, so after all of that, down there at the courthouse. He finds time last night to fly back to New Jersey, and he holds a rally.
Yeah.
He holds a rally. Did you see any of it, Ed?
I did not, no.
Okay, well, he was looking pretty chipper. He cast his, he called it, former President Trump cast his sham federal indictment as, quote, election interference by the Biden administration, slamming it as the most heinous abuse of power in the history of our country. He always does tend to over dramatize, but you know what? In this case, this is an unprecedented event right now. He's the, of course, the front runner. He pled not guilty in Miami. There are 37 federal felony counts. You know that? I think he brought it up during his rally. If he was found guilty on all of those charges, that he could be subject to 300 years.
Yeah.
300 years in the Huskow. You know, one thing I want to, I've been thinking about this. They are releasing conversations he had with his lawyers and publicizing. They're publicizing some of the things he asked his lawyers about the classified documents that he had. And I'm thinking, by releasing privileged conversations that he had and making them public, I wouldn't be surprised if the judge throws out the entire case against him.
You know,
you can't do that. Those are they are going to try to use what he, because he was asking questions about whether or not he could hide or keep certain documents to his lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
He has every right to ask questions
sure.
about that.
You know, there's a lot of things that I want to know. I would have a checklist. I would want to know, as a voter, I want to know if these documents are illegal for him to keep. Have other presidents done that, the same thing? How secret are these things? Has he ever been caught trying to use them against the United States to hurt us?
That's the main
thing. Stuff like that. Have you ever called up China and said, hey, listen, if you want to come in from the flank position, our military sucks. You can get in that way.
Yeah.
If he said something like that, maybe that changes your mind. But it's amazing. It's amazing that they've got all this hearsay proof. Yet, there's supposedly there's documents and there's tape recordings of Biden, and I want to see it. It's amazing how a document from the Supreme Court decision could be leaked out with no effort whatsoever and put on the damn internet for use for the gain of a certain political party. Yet we can't get this stuff. If this stuff is out there, in other words, here's another thing. When there's a police-involved shooting and it's a white cop and a black kid, the black parents come out 2 days, we want to see the proof. We want to see the evidence right now. Well, I want to see the evidence, too.
You know what's interesting also on this trial, on this upcoming trial? There are two acts that are clashing heads. One is the Espionage Act, which was created under Woodrow Wilson just prior to World War I. Now, the Espionage Act would do in people that were actually trying to bring down the government of the United States
right.
by spying on us. And, you know, okay, that's one. So that's being brought in by the prosecution of the Espionage. But then there's the Presidential Records Act. That was created under Jimmy Carter. And the Presidential Records Act basically allows the president to kind of decide what he wants to do with certain classified documents.
Right.
He can completely unclassify the documents if he wants.
Let me say this, that I think every former president should have documents enough to keep them in the loop. If there were ever a horrific event, that an ex-president should be in the loop as maybe a consultant of some to the sitting president, whatever. I think every former president should be kept in the loop to a point and have those documents. Because listen, we trusted them to run this country for 4 years or 8 years. Why can't we trust them to have documents after he's left the office?
Yeah. I just don't think that they're going to be able to prove that Donald Trump was intentionally trying to bring our country down.
I mean, really? I mean,
that's to me the Espionage Act. And if they're trying, if you're going to accuse him of hoarding certain documents, classified or non-classified, what was his intent? Was his intent to do in the country? Can you prove that? Because then I would say you can consider sending him to jail. Otherwise, what we're doing, what we're talking about, is a civil crime.
So what they're saying is,
you know what I mean?
This is what they're saying. They're probably, their analogy is probably, well, when his things didn't go his way on the election, he decided, well, if I can't be president, I'll take this country down, and I'll take these documents, and I'll give them to our enemies. Is that really what you're thinking here?
Of course he's not.
I mean, no. I know. That's what they're thinking, though.
I know.
Stupid mentality that they have, along with the impeachment process, where they absolutely proved nothing.
There's just so many things, and here's another thing. I mean, there are so many things to consider in this whole situation. This trial is going to be occurring somewhere in southeastern Florida. Now, is it going to be in Miami itself, or is it going to be in Palm Beach County where he lives? Well, the documents are in Mar-a-Lago. That's in Palm Beach County. So, therefore, are they going to hold the trial and the jury pool coming out of Palm Beach County? Right? If you get one juror that decides that this is a sham deal, he's exonerated. You're going to have to get 12 jurors that will agree that somehow he's hoarding all of these documents because he wants to do something evil with them. That's what it's going to come down. And I don't think you're going to get 12 people that will agree to that.
You know, when I was flipping through the channels, and I think it was last night, I caught some of the Donald explaining some stuff, and I heard him use a sentence that said that if I were to fold up shop, not run for president again, and mind my own business or go back to whatever, that all this would go away. Is that a deal that they gave him, or is that just his view? Because that's my view, too.
I think it's his view.
I think that's everybody's view. That's what they want. If he were to pack up his say, listen, I've had enough of this.
If he had decided to retire after not winning the election.
I'm going to do Tom Brady. I want to be with my family. You know, I'm out.
Yeah.
All this goes away.
I think it does. That's what I think. Unless there might be some that just hated him so much that they would try to push it. But I don't think it would have seen the light of day.
What he should do.
It's the fact that he's running for president again.
He should do that. Say, listen, I'm bowing out. I'm done. Blah, 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 blah. And then the DOJ comes out and says, listen, we're going to drop all charges. And then Donald comes out and says, a press conference, says, I had my fingers crossed behind my back. I'm not dropping out.
Hey, by the way, some of the Republicans are doing things to spite the Democrats because of what they're doing and going after Trump.
Well, it's about time we started using the same crap thrown against the wall.
J.D. Vance. By the way, we had J.D. Vance on our show years ago. And he's now the Republican senator from Ohio. Republican Senator J.D. Vance was celebrated by conservatives on social media after he announced he would be holding up Department of Justice nominees in response to the Biden administration's indictment of Donald Trump. Here was Mark Levin, who I've been watching, by the way, from time to time. He's really upset about this whole indictment, Mark Levin.
Yeah.
He says, kudos to J.D. Vance in holding up these nominations. Let's see. In a press release, J.D. Vance said that Trump is merely the latest victim of a Department of Justice that cares more about politics than law enforcement. He goes on to say, Merrick Garland's department harasses Christians for pro-life advocacy, but they allow hardened criminals to walk our streets unpunished. He says, this must stop, and I will do everything in my ability to ensure that it does. Starting today, I will hold all Department of Justice nominations, and if Merrick Garland wants to use these officials to harass Joe Biden's political opponents, we will grind his department to a halt. So that's what J.D. Vance is doing right now.
I thought about this the other day with Trump and DeSantis and the Democratic Party so having such a hard on to get Trump out and get him to quit. I'm not sure that the Donald is the one you need to be afraid of. I think it might be DeSantis. Because let me tell you something. DeSantis is seems to be every bit as hard-nosed as Donald is without the tweets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see what he's doing with Disney, and he doesn't care. He's going to do the right thing. He doesn't care what you think.
He's going to do what he thinks is right. Yeah.
Exactly. And the majority rules that is the right thing to do. And he doesn't care. And he just doesn't come out, like you say, the one thing I don't like about Trump is the way he engages people. You don't see DeSantis doing that. DeSantis just shakes it off.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think DeSantis is a no-nonsense kind of guy. I think he's got his ducks in a row. Well, I think he knows what he wants to do.
It's that old thing with when you look at Putin. If we talked about, well, can we maybe get him out? Voting, getting somebody to vote him out. Who are they going to put in there next? You might be worse. This guy might be worse.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm saying to the Democratic Party. You might be better with a 76-year-old, 77-year-old Donald Trump.
77 today, yeah.
Yes, than you would be with a DeSantis in the 40s. Yeah.
No, you're right. All right, now we promised you we'd talk a little bit about this Iran thing. I think this is a scary deal. All this is going on, you know. We're watching the shiny object over here in court. But listen. Earlier this month, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held a mock wartime meeting of his security cabinet in a bunker. Communities in northern Israel are preparing shelters for a long-term conflict, and the military is working overtime on a new laser system to intercept rockets. Their focus is Iran and its nuclear ambitions. Here's the thing. I think Netanyahu and company might do a strike. They did it before on an Iran nuclear facility. They might do it again.
That whole laser thing, wasn't that back in the 80s and 90s, the Star Wars Reagan thing? Something along that line to make nuclear weapons basically obsolete if you can laser shoot them out of the air?
Yeah, you're probably right. Under Reagan, he was doing something that the liberal media... renamed Star Wars.
And the Russians were terrified of that.
Yeah. It says here, for years, Israel has considered a nuclear-armed Iran to be an existential threat and directed its energies to confronting it and its regional proxies in Syria, Lebanon, and in the Palestinian areas. But in the past few months, Iran has emerged from diplomatic isolation and has forged alliances with Russia, from which it is seeking air defenses. Mm-hmm. They have made efforts to restore diplomatic ties with Saudi Arabia. I think they're even engaging in some talks with China. So I think, anyway, I think Israel is very vulnerable. And my question is, will the United States back Israel?
I think they have to.
If they decide to hit the nuclear facility in Iran. I mean, this is a very, very dangerous tinderbox situation going on right now.
Hey, it's their Cuban Missile Crisis is what it is for Iran right now. And if there are weapons that are able to strike Israel from Iran... And if they build a nuclear weapon and they have one ready, it's game over, because they're going to light it.
Yeah.
Their reason to be on the planet, in their eyes, is to destroy Israel.
Yeah. Now, I'm reading this. This is by the way, I should credit Bloomberg News for this. says here, Israel's ability to deliver a decisive blow, excuse me, to Iran is questionable. Especially if it acts alone, excuse me, and not alongside the United States. So they've got that also. You don't know also what other countries might band together now with Iran. So I wonder if we're doing any talking, we being the United States, doing any talking with Iran. Is Biden included in this? Is he following any of this? Has he made any...
Biden can't walk down his flight of stairs.
I know. So this is what worries me.
He's been.
It worries me. This is what worries me. We got Ukraine. We got Taiwan,
mm-hmm.
and we got Israel and Iran going on right now. I mean, This is very, very. This is really dangerous. And what are we doing? We're focusing on a couple of boxes of classified documents that are going back and forth.
Well, we're infighting is what we're doing. We're infighting.
So this is a scary deal.
It could be another 9/11.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I agree. All right. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, among other things, our top 10 will give you the top 10 states with the most lakes.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. If you own a home, I bet you're flooded with tree service mailers. So who do you call? Arbor Life Tree Service is my choice. When I needed a bunch of trees taken down, they did it safely and at a great price. But Arbor Life not only removes trees, they plant trees, they trim them, they prune, they spray, and they fertilize as well. They are ISO certified, they're veteran owned. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Call them for a free estimate. 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment of Freedom Works. It's a Wednesday. Thank you for being with us, June 14th. By the way, we are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. So delighted to be here. We've been doing this show for a long time. However, thanks to Ed, if you can't listen live, we've got all our shows on podcast. He puts them there. All you have to do is go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com. OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on the podcast button at the top, and Ed's got all our shows from the most recent show all the way back. You'll see who the guest is on there. You'll see what our top 10 is. Everything. Thanks to Ed. OurFreedomWorks.com. All right. So, you know, this transition surgery for kids, it blows my mind that we're even talking about it. You would think common sense would keep you from doing anything like that to a child. But it's going on, and GOP Congressman Jim Banks mixed it up with Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra over transgender ideology in a hearing yesterday. Here's one of the things that he had to say to Becerra. He said, the Biden administration wants to force states like Indiana to greenlight harmful and irreversible transition procedures on minors. And if you resist by protecting your family, then their radical gender from their radical gender ideology, they want to kidnap your child. Now, that's what Banks said in a statement following an exchange with Becerra. He says, this is Banks again, the GOP congressman, he says, it's indefensible, which is why Secretary Becerra tried so hard to wriggle out of answering for his evil policies. Banks was referring to an exchange where he questioned why Becerra would support a law in his state that prevents 18 to 20-year-olds from having a hunting rifle, but at the same time supports children much younger than that being allowed to undergo gender reassignment. I think that's an excellent point.
Mm.
Becerra wasn't about to answer that question. He skipped around on it.
Let me give you another analogy. Let's say you got a girl 12 years old, junior high school, or actually middle school. Let's go to middle school, 12 years old.
We used to call it sixth grade.
And she wants to fit in with the high school girls that are filled out.
That are more mature.
Yeah. So she goes to mom and dad and says, I want some cosmetic surgery. I want
breast enhancements.
Job. I would like filler in my lips and my eyes and Botox. And you go to a doctor. A normal doctor would say, listen, this is ridiculous. You don't know how your body's going to fill out in another 4 or 5 years. Why can't that be the same situation?
It should be. And this is from a mental standpoint. Any child that wants to change their sex.
But now in the LGBTQRST group that says we're not trying to dissuade these kids. I'm watching like some channels last night, I think it was VH1 or whatever it was, and they have commercials where it starts out with a, I don't know, it's a woman or man that just says, protect our trans kids. And it tells, the message is, we know you're out there, and when you're ready to come out, we'll accept you. And it's almost like they're recruiting them. You know, this is not something I think that needs to be commercialized on TV.
It's scary. I mean, I don't understand.
Am I old?
No.
To say that this is not normal?
It isn't normal. And I think 90% of the country agrees. It's not normal. It's not normal for you to change the sex or enhance a child that's 12 years old.
So if I go to the grocery store and a man tries to hit on me and I'm a bit offended and I'm uncomfortable, so I'm a homophobic.
Well, why don't you take him out on a date, Ed? You might enjoy it. I know. No, you're right. Of course.
To fit in with the times, I guess you have to.
Now, it's crazy. Hey. Before we get to our top 10, and I think we have a very good one, most lakes, the states with the most lakes, but I think we finally ended the hockey and the basketball season last night.
Yeah.
Did you
watch? Got it over with.
Yeah. Kudos to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They won in 5 games over the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And they won decisively last night. I forget what the final score was. It was like 5-1, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
And then how about the Denver Nuggets in 5 games over our beloved here, I say our, in Florida, Miami?
Yeah, they ended everything for Miami in one quick night.
We got two Western cities now, Denver and Las Vegas, with two big prizes.
How upset would you be a sports fan in Miami right now?
I know.
I mean, not once, but twice. You're flipping the channels thinking, one.
We'll get one of them.
Both in the same night.
And you're losing 5.
What if that's ever happened before?
Well, it's not the same night, but because Miami lost, and then, the night before, I think it was, and now this happens. Anyway. I wanted to say kudos, and that's finally over. Now we can concentrate on baseball. So what did our beloved...
Oh, God.
Did they lose yesterday?
Yes, they're playing down in the competition. The worst team in baseball, the Oakland A's.
Oh, really?
They've lost 2 in a row now to them by one.
Oh, wow.
But listen to this. And with, Vegas, with the Golden Knights, the owners of the A's want to move to Vegas.
Oh,
so
okay,
the fans have stepped up in Oakland and said, listen, we're going to pack the house. And we're gonna wear these T-shirts that say "Sell our team" or "Sell the team," and they were chanting that throughout the game.
Sell the team.
They pretty much packed the house. They got about 35,000
to say "Sell the team."
Yes,
they want them out.
They want the owners out to sell the team. Well, you know what? I don't blame the. I kind of don't blame the owner of the A's.
They want the owners out and keeping the team in Oakland, or they want the whole team out.
They want the team to stay. They want the owners to sell to someone else. They'll keep it in Oakland in that crappy stadium.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, you got rats.
They've already made the decision.
You have rats running around, for crying out loud.
Wow. Okay, Ed. Time for you to get over on the drums. This comes from whiteclouds.com. These are the top 10 states with the most lakes. So here you go. I want to see if you can get number one. Here we go. Number 10. With 3,000 lakes, California is number 10.
Good Lord.
California may be known for its beaches and surfing, but the state also has over 3,000 lakes, including Lake Tahoe, which is one of the largest and deepest alpine lakes in the world. All right, number 9. With 6,000 lakes, twice as many as California, it's Maine.
Wow.
Maine. Maine may be known for its rocky coastline, lobsters, but the state also has over 6,000 lakes, including Moosehead Lake, which is the largest lake in the state and covers over 117 square miles. Number 8. Texas is number 8. They have 6,700 lakes. Texas, including, has some of the largest reservoirs in the United States, such as Lake Texoma and Lake Ray Hubbard. So there you go. Number 7. Florida is number 7. 7,500.
I figured we had to be in there somewhere.
Oh, I thought so, too.
Kissimmee's got so many lakes.
7,500 lakes. Yeah. 7,500 lakes in Florida.
Wow.
That's a, wow. Let's see here. What does it say about it? Lake Okeechobee, which covers, by the way, over 730 square miles, and is the second largest freshwater lake in the contiguous United States. All right? Number 6. New York. Yeah. 7,600 lakes. That's 100 more lakes than Florida.
In the wintertime, a lot of frozen lakes.
Yeah. 7,600 freshwater lakes, including the Finger Lakes. Are you familiar with the Finger Lakes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A group of 11 long, narrow lakes that were carved by glaciers. Number 5. Washington. They have 8,000 lakes in the state of Washington, including Lake... I guess it's Chelan, C-H-E-L-A-N, which is one of the deepest lakes in the United States and is over 50 miles long. Number 4, Michigan, 11,000 lakes.
Wow.
In that Midwestern state. Let's see here. More than 3,200 miles of shoreline along the Great Lakes, by the way, does Michigan have. Number 3. You brought this state up before, Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Minnesota's number 3, 11,842 lakes. Well, they call it the land of 10,000 lakes. Yes. They got more than that.
Well, then it should be the land of
11,842 lakes. Yeah, pretty good. Number 2.
It's that global warming added a couple of lakes.
Number 2 is the state that's right next to it. Number 2 is Wisconsin.
Wisconsin
has, get this, 15,000 lakes.
Wow.
Wow. Ranging in the small ponds to massive bodies of water like Lake Winnebago, which covers, listen to this, over 130,000 acres. All right, Ed.
I don't know because my...
Think about it for a second.
Illinois.
It's not. Alaska.
Alaska
has, listen to this, 3 million lakes. 3 million lakes.
And on
covers
Friday,
over
Paul's
going
to name them all.
Covers over 5% of the state. So there you go. Alaska is indeed the land of 3 million lakes. Thank you for being with us. We will be back on Friday. Remember, freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
And a happy Wednesday, Tampa Bay. Big Ed here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your Bay Area forecast. Folks, we could use some rain. Another hot one in store today. A high of 89 inland counties, well into the 90s. Overnight low tonight, 76. And tomorrow's high also at 89, 90s in the inner counties. And still no rain in sight. Sunset this evening is at 8:30 p.m. Now here's the latest of CBS News.
The
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by